B'shem Hashem Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, God of the world, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lev Tahor Bar Lelekim, a pure heart God created for me, Beruach Nochin Chadash Bekirbi, and an upright spirit He has renewed inside of me, which Be'ez Hashem as well would begin Sefer Asiru, the 10th book in the Yad HaChazak, in the 14th Sifri HaRambam, in the Mishnah Torah, V'hu Sefer Torah, and this is the book of purity, continue on the theme of the previous Sfarim of Avodah and Karbonis, and this is the elevated status of the Jew in regards to his purity and his service of Hashem. Hilchos B'Shmoina, its laws are 8, B'zev Sidurin, and these are the order of the halachas in the Sefer Torah. Hilchos Tumas Mes, the laws of the Tuma of from a corpse. Hilchos Paradumin, the laws of the red heifer, of the cow, which they burn the ashes for the purification of a person of Tumas Mes. Hilchos Tumas Tzeras, the laws of Tuma as it comes from the Tuma of Nega of Tzeras. Hilchos Matami Mishka B'Moshe, the laws of those who contaminate by what they lay on and what they sit on. Hilchos Shar Avas HaTumas, the laws of all other primary categories of Tumas. Hilchos Tumas Achon, the laws of Tumas as they apply to food items. Hilchos Kim, the laws of vessels as they apply to laws of Tumah and Tahara. And Hilchos Mikvah, the laws of a mikvah, of a ritual bath, which is what purifies a person from his Tumah. But that would begin Hilchos Tumas Mes, the laws of the Tumah from a dead person, which is the first of the 8 halachas in this Sefer of Tahara, which mitzvah seseh achas, this one positive commandment, v'hudin Tumas Mes, and that's the laws of fulfilling of the tumah of a dead person, or bear mitzvah zayis perakamela, and explains them. This mitzvah is in these chapters, where there are 25 perakim in these halachas. The first 5 discuss that which contaminates and becomes contaminated from a dead person. The next 5 perakim from vav to yud discusses that of the tumah from a grave. Perakadav discusses the laws related to that of Eretz Ha'amim, out of Eretz Yisrael, and those dwelling places. Perakad based to your test discusses the laws of Oihel, of that of a canopy, of a domain of Tumah. And Perek Chav to Chav Hei discusses that which saves from a Tumah in the Oil HaMes. And that would begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter in these Hilchos Tumas HaMes. Here the Ram discusses how is it that a dead person contaminates. As Ram begins Halacha Aleph, the different ways that a corpse could contaminate. HaMes, the corpse, a dead person, is metamic, could contaminate B'maga, with touch, B'masa, with carrying, Uva Oil, and with that of a overhang, of a oil, of a canopy, which it contaminates for Tumah Shiva, a Tumah for 7 days. Now, the Tumah Smag of oil Mefarash Mater, the Tumah that it contaminates through touch and by the Tumah of oil, is explicit in the Torah, like it says in the Pasuk, Mamidbar, it says, HaNegei B'meis L'chol Nefesh, Adam, whoever touches in the corpse of any soul of a person, but Tumah Shiva Siyam, she's Tumah for 7 days. Menem Sotra says, Kala Bala oil, whoever comes into the oil, whoever is in the oil, will be ketame from 7 days. Now, halacha beis, tumas mas, however, the tumma that it contaminates through carrying, is from tradition, where because of a kavachem hadvan, and it's a kavachem, which is in the vela, if a dead animal, she tumas ev, which if someone gets tummy from that carcass, is only tummy for till that evening. The inim tam oil, and it does not contaminate through tumma of oil, yet matava masa contaminates through carrying it. Shnemek says in the pasuk, "Yikuvan Noisa is nevelas." Whoever carries the dead corpse becomes tamei. So meis lakoshken. So regarding someone who came in contact with a dead person who has tumas oil, isn't all the more so? But sure, he's going to have a tumah of masa. Now, umanavela. So different, just like by a corpse, by a dead animal. Shemagot tumas erev, which when someone touches it, the tumas till the evening. Masa tumas erev. So carrying it, those are tumah for the evening, and it shares the same halacha. Safa meis. So regarding a dead person, shemagot tumas erev. That we know we quoted a pasuk before that when you touch it, the tumas for 7 days. So masay tumas erev. So to the carrying it is also going to be tumah for 7 days. But says the Rambam, intumas masa bemes medivri seifrim. The tumah of carrying a dead person is not from Divrei Seferim, which, although the translation is rabbinic law, Rambam oftentimes qualifies halachas that are learned from Kavochim or other Yidgum Amidah Shatar Nejashman as Divrei Seferim, because it's from the rabbi's exposition. Although it's biblical law, here he stresses to Tumas Masa, even though it's learned from Kavochim, is actual biblical law. And the reason for that is because it's not learned out really from a Kavochim. That's coming to support that which we know as Halacha Mishma Sinai, goes back tradition from biblical law, as Eladintair, rather has halacha as biblical law. Now, says Ram Viroli, that appears to me, Shashasig b'men ha'kasev, why is the Torah silent about this then? Why is it mentioned only explicitly that of Tumas Oyel and Tumas Maga? It's Kedech Shashasig m'Isra Abbas, just like Torah is silent from the prohibition of the Erev of a person being intimate with his own daughter. because it's already explicit regarding even the daughter's daughter being forbidden, for sure the daughter itself. And so the Torah doesn't tell you it's forbidden to eat meat and milk together, because the Torah's terminology is saying it's forbidden even of cooking them together. For sure you can't eat them together. So too it's silent from the tuma of a corpse, of carrying it, because the Torah is explicitly telling you that you even tuma with the oil, which that you don't have other tumas, which is unique to mess, it even has oil. So for sure there's going to be tuma of carrying it, but the Torah didn't have to mention it. That's what the Rambam says, it appears to him, that's the reason. Halacha Gimel now begins this explanation of these different ways of the tuma of a dead person, first one being tumas maga. The tumah of touch, hamur b'chal makim, which is said in every place, and that's bein b'mes, bein b'shar hametam, whether from a corpse or other sources of tumah, hu shenaga ha'adam b'visarai, it's that a person touches with his flesh, but tumah atzma, in the tummy thing itself, and not through another medium. Now, this is bein b'yadah with his hand, whether with his hand, bein b'dagla with his foot, bein b'shar b'sarai, whether any other part of his body, his flesh, his skin, v'fil b'shani, even with his tongue, that is a nitma, comes tummy. And Mechina really says, Ram, so too it appears to me, where whenever the Ram says that it's something that he's adding that's not explicit in the words of Chazal, Shem Noga Bitziparna Vibashinab, that if he touches with his fingernail, with his teeth, Nitma, even then it also becomes tummy. Kimin Shem Mechubam Laguf, because they're attached to the body, Harem Kuguf, so they're like his body too. Now, Amtachav Adam Tumma Bakoish, but let's say someone went and sticks a source of Tumma on a spindle. Vechnishal Tech Gdoinish Lodam Tarna, he puts it into the throat of a pure person. But Balaynagablashan doesn't touch his tongue, or a different case, from the other side of the body, or he sticks it into the womb of a woman, or her stomach, a digestive tract, malmata from the bottom. Now it didn't touch her flesh, at least on the outside. So the one who's swallowing this, whether an upper or lower swallowing, from whichever region of the body it is, the one who's swallowing it does not become tumma for touching, it could be for some other tumma of that of caring, but for touching it's not going to have the tumma, because it didn't touch the person's flesh, because touching on the inside of the body is not considered touching, and therefore would not have the halacha of tumas maga. Halacha dalad continues to qualify this, kurum sha'alamaka, the membrane that's on a wound, we call it a scab, that has the halacha like the skin of the flesh, regarding the halacha of touching for tumas. However, which Ram is going to shortly explain, that the small baby hairs that are on a minor, in the ka'ar basa, that does not have the halacha like the skin of the flesh. Ketzaz, Ram explains how so. So, if someone has a source of tumma that touches the scab of his wound, nidma becomes tamakilu nagabayra, as if it touched his skin. Now, however, naga v'seir hadak shal basar hakon, that if it touched that thin hairs that are on the skin of a baby, of a small child, that is the kashrus lo nitma, that's not considered part of the body, and they do not become tummy. And the chain, so too, the other way around. Adam tummy shayse boimaka, the source of the tummy, the person whose tummy, had a wound on them, v'naga hator b'kurum makas hatummy, and the tar, the pure person, touched the scab of the wound of the tummy person. So it's like the person's body itself, and nitma, the tar person becomes tummy. Now, imhoyu katan tummy. However, if let's say the child was tummy, but naga tar bakasha shaloi, and the tar person touched the baby hairs of the child, loy nitma has not become tummy. And this is bema tumas mes bema shor tumas, whether the tumas that we're discussing over here of a dead person, or whether some other source of tumma that will not be considered as having touched the person. And machin lechluchi tzayo itit sotip, there's a dirt of excrement or of mud, and things similar to that which would not be an interposition on the body, let's say when they're immersing themselves, because it's liquidy, or even v'chein gildei tzaya, or even let's say there's small dried pieces of excrement, which are min hadvarim shechitzen al guf, which are things actually that would be a chatzitza from the body. But both of these cases, einim ka'ar basa, they're not like the flesh of the skin of the flesh itself, because it's excrement, something extraneous, and loy l'tamei v'loy l'tamei, not to contaminate something else, and not to become tamei. That would not be considered the body itself. Halacha hey, shem sh'adam mistami b'negiyas b'tumah. So too, a person becomes tummy with his touching a source of tumah. Kacha keil mistami b'negiyas b'tumah behen. So too, the vessels would also could be contaminated by touching a source of tumah. Chutz miklicher. So one exception is an earthenware vessel. She'ena mistami el mavi, which it does not become tummy only from its ear space. K'meish yisbar b'chizkem, like as he explained in the laws of vessels later on, Perek Yigim Halacha Aleph. Now, this is a great rule in the laws of Tumah. Whatever contaminates a person with touch, contaminates the vessels. If it would not contaminate a person with touch, does not contaminate vessels. And humans and vessels do not contract tumma only if it's from a primary category of tumma, what's called the avatum, unlike that of a vlad or something that's a later transmission of tumma. Halach above continues with the next category, that of tumas masa, the tumma of carrying, hamur b'chal makam, which is mentioned anywhere, bein b'mes, bein b'shar kol matama b'masa, whether it's regarding that of a corpse or any other source of tumma through carrying, who is as follows. Shisa adam tumma, that the person carries the source of tumma, ava b'shalai nagaba, even though he's not touching it. And afil ha'i b'nei l'b'na, even if it was between the person and the source of tumma, was it evan, was it a stone? But ha'i b'nasa, since he's ultimately carrying the tumma thing, nitma, he becomes tummy. And vechara noise al roishoy, and this is whether he's carrying it on his head, or yada, on his hand, or ashagufa, or the rest of his body, doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, he's carrying it. And vechara noise hu ba'asme, whether it's the person is carrying it himself, or someone else lifted it up, v'nichal amal mazen, now put it on top of him, hoyle benisalav, mikamokim nitma, since ultimately he's carrying it, in either way, he's going to be tummy. And v'afilo haisa tuma tluya, and even if, let's say, he's not actually carrying it itself, even if the tuma was tluya b'chut ibasara, it was actually hanging from a string or from a hair, but tala chut b'yodi, now this person goes and pulls the thread with his hand, v'gbiya tuma koshu, now he caused the tuma to lift up a little bit, it's a nice, that's considered having carried it, v'nitma, and it becomes tuma. Halacha zayin, a related halacha, is mesit. If he caused it to move without even carrying it, b'chlal naisu, that's including the tumma of carrying. And b'chal davash, metam b'masa, therefore anything that will cause tumma by carrying it, metam b'hesed will cause tumma by having it move. Ketzad, how so? The Rambam explains. Karishi menachas al kesef, we have a beam that's laying on the wall. V'atzida, and the side of it is a mesa nevela, is a dead person or a carcass. Kayetzman, or any like tumma like that. Uvaha tar liktzeha kairashayni b'henidah. Now, the tar person comes to the other side of the beam, and he pushes it. Once he caused the tumma on the other side to move, tumma mishum naisi, tumma for having carried it, even though he didn't carry it, but that's the tumma of hesed, of causing it to move, which is similar to carrying it, as we said, by pulling the string. Now, the answer, Chlamin Rambam says, now you don't have to tell you, imashach es hakatsa hasheni kineged arts, let's say he pulled the other side of the beam down to the ground, achegbiya tumma until it lifted up the tumma, oishagara tumma l'orts, or dragged the tumma down to the ground, shezev naisi vadi, that's most definitely considered the tumma of carrying it. And this and all those which are similar, for example, let's say bangs on the table, and from the bang it causes the vessels to move. He tumas hesed tamur b'chamakum. This is the tumma of causing something to move that's mentioned in all places. Halacha ches. Now hanaisi b'teich beis hasasam. If someone carries something, but in the concealed parts of their body, nitma. The person, so that's what we said previously. We had alluded to that. We said although there's no tumas maga inside, but there would be a tumma of carrying. Even in the concealed part of a person's body. Shavat b'shein negiyah shem negiyah, as we said, although touching over there is not considered touching, ha'naisi shem naisehu, if you're carrying it inside the concealed parts of a person's body, which is inside the person, that's still considered carrying it. Elam kein nivla ha'tumah b'teich meiv, unless it's already absorbed, already inside the digestive tract. Shema'acha shegiyah l'teich bina, once it reaches into the belly of a person, inu loy negiyah v'loy naisi, it's not considered touching, it's not even considered carrying it. Vim tavol, and therefore if the person immerses, tar is going to be tahar, avabisha tumma b'tech meiv. Although the tumma thing is inside his intestine, he's going to be tahar. Halacha test, ein mistama b'masa ela adam b'vad. That which could become tummy from carrying is only human being, lo hakelim, not vessels. Ketzag, Hasaram illustrates this. Hadisha ha'yamunach al yadoi, if someone had laying on his hand, asada kelim zeh agav zeh, 10 bowls, let's say, one on top of the other. And the dead carcass or anything like that of tumma is on the upper bowl. Ha'adam tumim mishum nais nevela. The person can be tumim for carrying the nevela, even though he's not touching it. But va'keilim shal yadi, the vessels on his hand, kulam tarim, they're all going to be pure. Chutz mekliha elyon shenaga b'ha tumma, except for the upper vessel, which is actually touching the source of tumma. But the other ones, like we said, don't have tumas masa. Machin keizim zeh, anything that's similar to this type of a case. Halacha yud continues with the next category, that of tumas oil, the tumma of the canopy. In the kashar tumas, that's not like other sources of tumma because that's el b'mes b'vad. That's only regarding the laws of a dead person. Uvein shehel ha'odam oyakli, and this is whether if let's say a person is leaning over as an oil, as a canopy or a vessel, or afilam machat shehil al mes, or even if there's a needle that's leaning over a dead person. So that's one type of tumas ale, where the thing that's becoming tummy is leaning over the source of the tumma as a canopy. Oh, yishahil hamais al ha'odam ha'elkim, the other way around. Or the dead person is leaning over the person or the vessels. Oh, you're a third way, shahaya mes ima adam oyim ha'kelim, or let's say the corpse was with the person or with the vessels, tachas oil echad, underneath a neutral vessel, a neutral canopy, but they're both under the same oil, ha'reil t'meim, either one of these is going to create the tumma of oil. Now, the tumas oil hamur b'chamakim, the tumma of the oil that's said in all places, hu shetitma oisa, this is that's going to contaminate it, tumas ha'adam, the tumma of the person, oyakim, or the vessel, b'achaz m'shleshet drachim elu, in one of the three ways that we describe, which is either the oil on top of the two, or the mess on top of the person, or the person on top of the mess. And this is echad abo kulil oil mess. This is whether if the person comes totally into the oil of the dead person, oil bo miktsas, or even if only part of him comes into the oil. His nitin oil becomes tummy from the oil. Afalechnas yad, even if he just puts in his hand, or even just his fingertips. Echad not just his nose, lo oil mess into the canopy where the dead person's in there. He's in it makule, he entirely becomes tummy. Let's say nogav mashkev. Let's say he touches the lintel, the tzev yodim mashkev, and his hand through touching it now becomes connected to the lintel. Nit makilu b'miktsas, it becomes tummy as if part of him came inside. Nogav baskupa, if he touches the door frame, so mitefach ulamata krav la'aretz, from a hand breadth and lower, close to the ground. So then, tar, the person can be tar because that's like the ground itself. Mitefach lamala, but from a hand breadth and higher, tummy is gonna be tummy. Wait, says the Rambam, your own leader appears to me, that this is rabbinic, because this is talking about the outer part of the door frame, where really that should be tar, but the rabbis were decreed because of the inner part of the doorway, which that's part of the inside of the house. So therefore, they said that whatever is higher than a tefach will be rabbinically tame, like that which is in the inner part, which is biblically tame. Lochid beis. Whether the corpse is from a Jew or from a Gentile, contaminates by being touched or by being carried. But the Gentile does not contaminate by being just in the same room or the oil as the Gentile. This is the words of tradition. And it says by the war with Midian, where it says, it says whoever touched a corpse, it talks about there in the Tarim Bamidbar that they had to purify themselves. It doesn't mention over there that if they came into the same oil. Which obviously because the Gentiles, for the Midianites, did not contaminate from the laws of oil. Now, the Rambam continues regarding, now, what could become Tamei? The Gentile does not become, just like he does not convey an oil, he cannot become Tamei from a dead person. Rather, if a Gentile touches a dead person, and so he carries it, or leans over him, it's like as if he didn't touch the source of tum. Then what could this be compared to? If an animal touches a corpse or leans over a mess. Now, and this is not only regarding the tumma of a corpse, rather, by all laws of impurity, in a goyim, Gentiles and animals do not have the halacha of tumma. However, Allah Yadal tells us, from rabbinic law, that the Gentile should have halacha as a zav, which has a tumma emanating from his body, for all halachic purposes. Because you don't have by any living thing that can become tummy when it's still living, or contaminate when it's living, except for the human being, and this that if he's a Jew. And this is echad gadol v'echad katan, whether he's an adult or a minor, mistam b'chal atumas, they become tummy for all types of tumas. Avalo b'tumas ames, shenema ba, even regarding the tumma of a corpse where it says over there, v'isha sheyitma, if a man's going to become tummy, still echad ish v'echad katan, it's both by an adult and by a minor, kushari oimshim, because the pasuk there qualifies as val kol nafash tashim, that all the souls that are over there, avalo katan ben yame, even a one-day-old baby, shenaga, that touched, or nasa, or carried, or el al mes, that was leaning over a dead person, nitma becomes tummy, v'aritime mes, he has the halacha of tummy from a dead person. But v'hushanel letish, as long as the baby was born, a full pregnancy of 9 months. Well, Ben Shmoyne was born 8 months. Harei ke'evan halachically is considered like a stone, because we don't think that he's going to survive that. Ve'en makabot tumma, and therefore he does not contract tumma. Halachat as vav qualifies this of tumas mess, what's considered a dead person. So a mess, a dead person, a corpse, ein metama chatesin ashe, does not contaminate until the soul leaves the person. A filim agreed, even if he's caught up into many different parts. A goisis, or he's in the throes of death. Even if the two pipes, the windpipe and the flute pipe by his neck are cut, Ein metama atratesi nafshi. It does not contaminate until his soul leaves him. Shemek, it says in the pasuk, benefesh ha'odem asher yomas, in the soul of a person that will die. So he has to actually be dead. Now, however, nishbiru mafraktoi v'roi besari ima. But if let's say his spine was broken with the majority of the flesh with it, oishen nigur kadog migaboy, or he's torn open from his back like a fish is ripped open, oishen hutas roisha, or his head was chopped off, oishen nechalik l'shnei chalokim bevitna, or he's cut into two halves in the stomach. Then he will contaminate, even though he's still in the throes, thrashing around in one of his limbs, that's already considered as dead, and therefore will have a halacha of tumas mes.